Adoration is touching Jesus with our trust in his power. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain. He was transfigured before their eyes. His face became as dazzling as the sun, his clothes as radiant as light. Peter spoke to Jesus and said, "Lord, how good it is for us to be here." A bright cloud overshadowed them. Out of the cloud came a voice which said, "This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests." "This is my body," the Lord declared at the Last Supper. "This is the Jesus God has raised up, present in the most blessed sacrament." Pointing to the blessed sacrament, St. John Vianney would tell the people, "He is really there. There is the glory of the glorified body of Jesus," Pope John Paul II proclaimed to the world and explained, "a glory which started with the resurrection and a glory which continues in this most blessed sacrament." After his resurrection, Jesus himself stood in their midst and said, "It is really I." Today, Jesus himself is in our midst in the blessed sacrament and repeats, "It is really I." Like Peter at the Transfiguration, we say, "Lord, how good it is for us to be here." On Mount Tabor, it was Jesus who was transfigured. Pope John Paul II said that when we come into the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, it is each and every one of us who are spiritually transfigured by Jesus. He says, "Look at my hands and my feet, it is really I." When we look at the Blessed Sacrament in faith, we see the holy wounds of our Saviour, because the Eucharist flows from the Passion of Christ. These wounds of love are now the glory of paradise, because by these wounds we are healed when we come before him in the Blessed Sacrament. On the cross, God made him who did not know sin to be sin, so that when we come before him in the Blessed Sacrament, we might become the very holiness of God. When we come before him in the Blessed Sacrament, he transfigures us with the graces that he won for us on Calvary, where he became sin, that in his precious blood we are recreated into pure innocence. Where he was abandoned in darkness, that in his presence we are bathed in radiant light. Where he was regarded as evil, that in his goodness we are made holy. Where he was seen as a total failure, that covered with his infinite merits we become a divine success. Where he died in shame and disgrace, that forever we may be clothed in glory. Where he was looked upon by all with bitter hatred, that all who look upon him exposed in the Blessed Sacrament may be embraced, filled, and renewed with the sweetness and fullness of divine love. For upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. To his apostles he showed his hands and feet. The Church teaches us that the five glorious wounds of Christ represent the five special graces that everyone receives who spends an hour of prayer in the divine presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The first grace is sanctification. How good it is for us to be here. For the Church teaches us that coming to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament efficaciously deepens our union with Christ. For each moment we spend in his presence, we grow in holiness. Just as we cannot go outside while it is raining hard without getting wet, neither can we come into the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament without getting holy and deepening our union with Christ. The second grace is transformation. Pope John Paul II said, "This union is a transforming union, for all of us gazing on the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament are being transformed from glory to glory and are being made into the very image and likeness of God himself. Just as one cannot be exposed to the sun without receiving its rays, neither can one come into the presence of the Son of God without being transfigured by his glorious rays, because the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus, our risen Saviour, with all the beauty and glory of his resurrection flowing out to those who come into his divine presence. The Eucharistic mystery is in fact the summit of evangelization, for it is the most eminent testimony to Christ's resurrection, stated Pope John Paul II. Here I am, the Lord says, to bring beauty to my sanctuary and glory to the place where I set my feet. At the Transfiguration, his face became as dazzling as the sun. Before the Blessed Sacrament, our soul is transfigured by him and becomes as dazzling as the sun. How good it is for us to be here. Each moment spent in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament will make our soul everlastingly more glorious and beautiful in heaven. This is why, the Pope says, the Blessed Sacrament confers an incomparable dignity upon the Christian people. Each could say, I, because of your abundant kindness, will enter your house, where you change my mourning into dancing, because here in the Blessed Sacrament you have stooped to make me great. The third grace is reparation. How good it is for us to be here. For Pope John Paul II said, adoration is a great act of giving that makes up for all that is wrong in the world. The Pope stated that adoration makes reparation for all the great evils of the world. The fourth grace is salvation. The Eucharistic mystery is the source, the center, and the summit of the Church's spiritual and charitable activity, stated Pope John Paul II. He explained by saying, those who stand before the Lord are therefore fulfilling an eminent service for the glory of God and for the salvation of the world. Those who stand before the Lord are presenting to him all those who do not know him or are far from him. They keep watch in his presence on their behalf. On the cross, Jesus took our place. When you come before him in the Blessed Sacrament, you take the place of the one in the world in most need of God's mercy. Each holy hour that you make brings down upon this soul in most need of God's mercy the precious blood of the Lamb, so that this soul goes to heaven to be with God for all eternity instead of going to hell. A biblical basis for one person's faith winning salvation for another is found in the passage where some people bring a paralytic to Jesus. Scripture says, when Jesus saw their faith, referring to the people who brought the man to Jesus, Jesus said, my son, your sins are forgiven. When Jesus sees your faith in coming to him in the Blessed Sacrament, he likewise forgives the one in the world who is in most need of his divine mercy. How good it is for us to be here. For the greatest act of charity that you can do for anyone is to save a soul from hell and to bring it to heaven with your holy hour of prayer. The fifth grace is restoration. I will bring about the restoration of my people, God promises. The restoration of all things in Christ will be brought about by our faith and trust in Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Like the woman in the Gospel who thought, if I just touch his clothing, I shall get well, a holy hour is trusting in the power of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Who touched me? Someone touched me. I know that power has gone forth from me. Jesus was conscious at once that healing power had gone out from him. And he said to the woman, it is your faith that has cured you. By just coming into his presence in the Blessed Sacrament, we touch Jesus with our faith and release his power and healing love upon ourselves and the world. The power of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is described in Scripture. Whenever he put in an appearance in villages, in towns, or crossroads, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him to let them touch just the tassel of his cloak. All who touched him got well. People brought him all the afflicted with the plea that he let them touch the tassel of his cloak. As many as touched it were fully restored to health. All who had afflictions kept pushing toward him to touch him. Indeed, the whole crowd was trying to touch him because power went out from him which cured all. Just as the people in the Gospel touched the tassel of his cloak, each person who comes to the Blessed Sacrament touches Jesus with their faith in his real presence. What touching just the tassel of his cloak was then coming to him in the Blessed Sacrament is now. The Pope says that in prayer, before the Blessed Sacrament, we touch the risen Lord. From every chapel of perpetual adoration, his power goes out, which will cure all the world. In a plea for adoration, it is written, adoration will heal our church, and thus our nation, and thus our world. It is one of Satan's most destructive lies that sitting alone in a church adoring Christ is irrelevant, impractical, and a withdrawal from vital contemporary needs. Adoration touches everyone and everything because it touches Jesus the Creator, who touches everything and everyone. When we adore, we plug into infinite dynamism and power. Adoration is more powerful for construction than nuclear bombs for destruction, and it is only as far away as our nearest church. What power, says the Pope, how good it is for us to be here. Because the Pope explained, through adoration, the Christian mysteriously contributes to the radical transformation of the world. The power that will conquer the world is this faith of ours, Scripture assures us. Jesus emphasizes, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. The Pope stated, what happened on Easter evening is being repeated among us now. Christ, through the Blessed Sacrament, goes beyond space and time and makes himself present among us as he did then with the apostles gathered together in the upper room. He addresses these same words to us. Peace be with you. It is really I. Touch me. In touching him with our trust, each holy hour brings us closer to the time of universal restoration. What consolation! Such is the good news which gladdens men's hearts, said the Pope. How good it is for us to be here.